Hello, Lauren Jean here, PhD student of mind-body medicine, hypnotist and inner voice facilitator. This is my podcast. Let's get right into it.
Working on self-worth issues are not easy. I can tell you because I have been working on this for pretty much my entire self-development path. Welcome back to the show, guys. So happy you can be here. Really appreciate it. Since I've brought the podcast back and I've been going pretty darn strong, the listeners are responding and my analytics are blowing my mind. I have listeners right now in 8 countries and that's just freaking amazing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you haven't followed yet, please follow or subscribe. My main platform is Spotify, so that would help huge if you would go over to Spotify and just click the follow button. Or if you're on any other platform, I, of course, welcome that as well. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is, well, it's about self-worth, right? But my main topic that I really want to talk about is how others view you as opposed to how you view yourself. And it all comes down to a self-worth issue. And in all of my work with my clients and myself and the close people in my life, I've noticed that self-worth issues are at the root of a lot of things. And that is not your fault. I want to start off by saying that is not your fault. It's from programming, from when you're a small child. And I'm also not going to pin this on anyone else's fault. It is how your individual brain, when you are a small child, chooses unconsciously to make certain things mean about yourself. So let's just say, for instance, your mother is getting dressed or putting on makeup in the mirror, and you're like this little kid. You can be as small as an infant. Or you could be 3, 4, 5, up until 14-ish, right? And you're hearing these negative things about your mother being said by herself. And you're taking that on as something that is true to you. Because when you're a kid, your brain is this tiny little supercomputer creating all these programs within it. And it is making that your reality. So no, it's not your mother's fault. None of this stuff is your mother's fault unless she's physically beating you or shaming you to your face, which I highly doubt. And in some situations, yes, unfortunately, this does happen. But what I'm saying is it's not your fault. This is just your brain's way of keeping you safe and protecting you and making things understandable to your brain, connecting things. Our brains are connectors. They like to make things make sense so that we can therefore create our reality. So it's in no way, shape, or form anyone's fault. You are an adult and you have the power to change those things and be aware and understand that you can, in fact, create a new reality for yourself. Which is what I've done, which is what I've seen many, many, many people do. And you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, I don't think, if you didn't believe in that. And it starts with a strong belief in your ability to accomplish something. So let's come back to this self-worth issue. Self-worth. Really, what is it? It's really how you perceive yourself in the ability to do things, to be things, to become things, whatever you might be wanting, you have to have some sort of worthiness behind that, some sort of belief behind that to be able to accomplish it. And yes, it takes some work to maybe, you know, step it up and get a new job when you've been in the same thing for so long, or get out of a relationship because it's just not serving you anymore. There are many, many reasons or opportunities for you to do this. And it has to come from you believing that you are fucking worth it. I said it, you are fucking worth it. That's why this podcast is explicit, because I use the F word when I am passionate about something or excited about something. I never use it in a negative way. It is just how I express myself. And yeah, if you have little kids around, I don't suggest you putting this so they can hear it. However, beyond that, let's move on. Self-worth is a huge issue. A huge issue. I don't know if I have come across a single person in my life who hasn't struggled with this. And when you realize this, then you can begin to work on it. And I want to just say this. When you, sorry for the sigh, but there's so much to say on this topic, and it definitely spans more than just one podcast episode. But when you begin to work on this, this is in every single area of your life. So you can work on it in, say, career, right? Say you've worked on this in career and you're feeling really great in your career. And yes, this will go to other areas of your life. You'll start to feel better, but then other things will come up. So it's like peeling an onion. And this is a very, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. You hear this peeling an onion thing a lot, and it's just, it's very relevant. So I'm going to use it, even though I'm not a fan of using, words like that are used that often, but this is how you understand things. So I'm going to do it. That's one of my things to work on anyway. So yeah, it's like peeling an onion. It's, you're going to be able to get through a certain thing, raise your self-worth in one issue, and then you're going to realize it's going to come up again and again and again and again. And you're like, what the actual F? I've dealt with this. Why is this coming up again? It's because you've gotten comfortable in a certain place, in a certain area of your life, and your brain is still there, still questioning, still trying to protect you, because that's what you're wired to do. So what can you do about this? Just fucking accept it. And when it comes up, be aware. I've shared this so many times. Be aware of the thoughts that are going on inside of your mind. Don't just live your life like a robot. When you do that, you're just among the rest, and the negative things come into your life and you're wondering what is going on. Guys, awareness is something that is a practice every single day. So if you're aware that you're feeling like you're not worthy of something, if you're shaming yourself, if you're negative, and if you're allowing these things to come into your reality, yeah, it's going to be your reality. And the flip side is also true. If you are aware of your thoughts, of the things that are coming into your life, and they are good, more good things are going to happen. And over time, your mind is rewired to see the best in yourself. So, the topic of this show is how you see yourself as opposed to how others see yourself. There are very different realities. We all have different realities, right? Let's just put that out there. We already know that. Again, if you're listening to this show, if you're new to the show, welcome. And yes, there are different realities. Go back and listen to other podcasts, read some stuff, and just listen to the past episodes. Send me questions, of course, if you're new. Again, welcome. Happy to have you here. Okay, done with that rambling. I've had a coffee this morning. Can you tell? I'm at the beach this morning again, because again, I was called to it, and it's just beautiful here. Anyway, self-worth. So we all have these different realities, and I want you to think of a person in your life who you highly, highly respect and love and feel as if they have it all together. Really think about that person. Close your eyes, picture them. Visualization definitely helps in this. So close your eyes, picture this person and their perfectness, right? Picture that. Now, this person, unless they are, you know, highly narcissistic, and I don't throw that word around lightly, but unless this person is just on a different planet, I bet you that they have something that they're not sharing, something inside of them that they're hiding, emotional, mental, something physical. Something is not right because we are human and we all have this within us. So even this person that you see as this picture perfect human, they can't do anything wrong. They're wonderful. You love them. You want to not be them, but you want to have some of their abilities, maybe their looks, maybe their money, maybe something else that they have that you just want, or you just honor. I definitely have someone in my life like that. I absolutely do. And not that I want to be them, but I respect them and I see them as just a wonderful human. That's how I see this person. This is how I see my daughter. Let's just use your child for a second. Look at your child, right? And if they are a teenager like mine, they don't see how wonderful they actually are. And I can say that because I have a teenage daughter. So let's just say, oh, wow, it's definitely a heavy time for a teenage girl. And they, for the most part, are struggling mentally with something. We're human. Again, remember what I said about creating unrealistic stories about yourself from childhood? This is that teenage girl. If you have a daughter, even if you have a son, it's the same thing. Someone in your life is struggling. Someone who you look up to, who you think just has it all. I have had many conversations with my daughter because she did struggle. She still is struggling, but not as much. And this is just part of life, and I've accepted it. I have accepted the fact that I have a teenage girl who is struggling mentally, and I can't control that. Yeah, I can't control it. I said it. As a mother, I am there to support her and to love her and to just be there for her because she has her own journey, which is not mine. I don't have the control over it. I also don't have the control over someone else or really anyone. But let's come back because, like I've said, I've had coffee and I've got a lot of energy right now. So that person that you look up to is most likely dealing with an issue or a problem because we all have them. We all have them. And you know what? Do you know what? This person who you're close with, because most likely it's someone who you're close with or you have some sort of connection with, who is looking at you the exact same way. They respect you. They love you. They see you highly. They don't understand why you don't see yourself as they do. And I've actually had people say this to me. I've actually had someone say, I wish you could see yourself the way I do. And that just goes to show that it's all within us, this critical thinking mind, this brain of ours just makes us crazy sometimes. However, that's not how other people see you. That's not how other people view you. They're not looking down on you. They're not picking out your faults. They're not judging you. They're not. They are just not. And if I could get my own child to understand this, then everything would be perfect, right? But you can't. I can't. I've accepted that. All I can do is take care of myself and I work on myself daily. This is what part of this podcast is. This podcast helps me immensely just by speaking the words out loud to myself, because right now I'm not talking to anyone. No one's in front of me. I'm saying this to myself. This is a daily reminder. A daily reminder that someone else sees me as wonderful. Like there's nothing wrong. Someone else sees you the exact same way. So, yes, it's in our heads, this unrealistic view of ourselves that's actually real to us. Excuse me, I'm gonna take a sip of coffee. This unrealistic view. However, maybe I'm using the wrong word. It's realistic because that's how you're seeing it, right? I'm going to change that. It is realistic because that's how you're seeing it. But if you choose to not see it, that is also possible. It is very possible to put yourself on a pedestal and feel fucking amazing and allow that. Because you are, we all are. We all have our innate abilities, and they're all different. And there's no reason to be judging yourself or putting yourself down or wishing that you were like someone else. And I'm sorry if this is sounding like a rant, but this is something that needs to be heard. Something that really needs to be heard. Absolutely. Because when I look at my daughter, I see nothing but beautiful. I don't want to use the word perfect because it's just no one's perfect, but beautiful and human. I'm going to use the word human, even for my own kid. There are things that she's struggling with, but that does not make who she is. There are things that you're struggling with. That doesn't make you any less worthy of a different relationship, something better for yourself. That doesn't make you any less worthy of being able to find a better job or invest in something for yourself. That doesn't make you any less worthy of a parent because you might do something differently than someone else. No one else is looking at you differently, and if they are, that's their own issue. And I can go into that as well, but I'm not going to do that here. I just want you to realize that people are looking at you, the ones who are close to you. They respect you, otherwise, they wouldn't be in your life. They just wouldn't be there. Take a second, really take that in. Right? Think about it. You're only judging yourself. We all judge ourselves. The people in our lives who love us do not do that. They might not agree with certain things that you do, but they're not seeing you as a bad person. They're not picking you apart like you are. They're not putting you down like you are. This is what gets in the way. This is called ego, guys. This is ego. This is your protective brain stepping in and saying, oh, you can't do this. Are you crazy? Like, what are the voices that you hear in your head? This is the thing. This is the piece of myself that I've been working on for 10 years. 10 years. I realized that. I started this journey September of 2013. And before that, my mind was going all sorts of crazy on me. I was divorced twice. I was telling myself that no one would ever want to be with me again. Who wants to be with I was 31 at the time. Who wants to be with someone who's 31, who's been divorced twice, who has a kid, who lives at home, who is working a retail job? By the way, I'm still at that retail job because I fucking love it. I was telling myself all of these things. And what did I do? I took my power back slowly and steadily, and I made it my life's mission to make myself feel better, to enjoy life, and to model that for my kid. And again, I say, I can't control the way she lives her life. All I can do is help myself so that she can see what I'm doing, so that she can understand that it's okay for her to also take care of herself and not put everyone ahead of her. And even to this day, this was a big realization. I realized pretty early on, but it did take work. I realized that my daughter is taken care of. She has a roof over her head. She has two parents that love her. She's got everything and probably more that she needs. So, what am I so worried about? Why was I putting myself down? Because I was feeling shame around so many things in my life, around my ex-husband, around my ex-mother-in-law, around the people around me. And I just, after a while, that doesn't matter to me anymore. And now that I have healed my relationship with myself, I'm not going to say 100%, but I continually work on it. Now that I've healed those relationships aren't a problem anymore. I might have some hiccups here and there, but I'll just call them hiccups. They're not a big deal. Because I worked on myself. So, yeah, the people who are in your life, who you dearly love and care about, are not judging you. No matter how much you judge yourself, they are not doing that. They're just not. I think about the times in my life when I was judging myself and I got compliments. And I'm like, hey, that's okay. Thank you. And I had a hard time saying thank you. I would make excuses. I would accept it. Now I just say thank you. I get so many compliments on my Vine tattoo on my arm. And I love it. It just makes me feel so amazing. So, you know what I do now? During the day when I'm at work, because I do work in a grocery store, I give customers compliments. I give my coworkers compliments. And they really appreciate it. It makes someone smile. It makes someone's day. Just by you sharing a happy thought about them, make this a practice. Maybe try it. Compliment one person each day. Just see the response. It's truly amazing how you can change someone's day and help them a little bit in maybe a way that they don't even realize. Guys, people need this. We need to support each other. We need to love one another. We need to be there for one another. Even if you don't know that person, it doesn't matter. Smile at them. We don't get this that often. And sometimes it's a little weird. Oh, let me share this story. Just good people and things that I attract into my life because I am constantly working on how I feel about myself is I went to CVS yesterday to grab something, and on my way out, I was leaving the store, and there was this older man walking through, and I smiled at him and I said hello, and he smiled back and he started this whole conversation. And I honestly have to say, it did feel a little awkward, but I noticed that feeling inside of me. And I was like, this person is genuinely being nice. He was this older man. He was in his 70s. He shared it with me. And he was sharing this story about the honeymooners. And it was just this random story. And I was thinking in my head, where did this come from? What's up with this guy? He's just a happy human who wanted to share something with a stranger, myself, who acknowledged that he was there. I was listening to him. And he was just going on and on and on. He was just so happy that someone was there to listen. So it was wonderful. It was fun. And I hope more of that comes, and I know it will. Being welcoming, smiling at someone that you don't know, giving them a compliment. And maybe it's time to do that with more of the people in your life. Sometimes we don't share the thoughts that are in our heads about the people that we love. And people really need to hear this stuff now. Through everything that's happened with the past 3 years and beyond, of course, people really thrive on what other people think of them, regardless of people saying, oh, I don't care. You do care. I did do an episode on that. Go back and listen. We do care about what other people think of us because we're humans and we want to belong. We have an innate need to belong with other humans. We are social. We need that. So we need other people. We don't want to look for validation on the outside, but when it's coming from someone who you love and they're giving their honest truth about how wonderful you are, accept it. Say thank you. Give them a hug. Don't make an excuse. But yeah, give someone in your life a little bit of verbal love. Use your words. Tell them what you think. Tell them those thoughts that you think. We need to hear it. It helps everyone feel a little bit better and it helps raise their day. It helps, you know, quote unquote, raise their vibes. It just feels really, really good. So yes, in the end, this episode is that the people in your life really do see you. They put you higher in their eyes, in their view, in their reality than you do. So what's the problem? It's your own head. And the shit that's stuffed in it from years and years of experience. And it's not true. Maybe it's true that you need to do some work on yourself. Maybe you need to seek a therapist or someone like myself. But there's help if you can't do this on your own. There's always help. Don't suffer. Don't struggle. Get the help. So, I'm going to leave it at that today. And please reach out to me. Please reach out to me if you need laurenjeanwellandhip@gmail.com. I have also opened or started using TikTok again. And you can find me there, the Lauren Jean Show podcast. And I'm on Instagram as well. I'm not super active on those two. I've actually opened up those two because I really started looking at a lot of van life photos and videos and stuff because I'm excited about that. You can go back and listen to that. I've also shared about that in another episode. So I've opened those two up. You can find me on Instagram at the girl with the vine tattoo because I have a vine tattoo on my arm. So go check it out. Say hello. Just connect. Let me know who you are, who's listening. So, thank you for today, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Talk to you really, really soon. Bye.